Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Samach Aleph. We are up to Siv Gimel, the second line on page Lamed Aleph, which is the page following 66. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Mi she'enu baki b'shiur zeh. We've been discussing exactly when one should be Mekabel Shabbos, and when is the time of Tzeisak Ochavim, and Ben HaShmoshos, and Shkia. But one who is not an expert in all these manim, Yadlik Ba'ot Shashemesh Berosh Ha'ilanos. He should light the candles while the sun is still on the top of the trees. V'imhu Yom HaMa'unon, and if it is a cloudy day, so you can't see where the sun is, so Yadlik Ishatarnagolim Yoshim Al HaKorim Yvodyom. Then one should light when the chickens are still sitting on the beams while it is still day. If he's out in the field and there are no tanagolim there, then he should light when the ravens are sitting while it is still day. So here the Mechaber is just giving us some other ways to tell when we should make sure that we light candles by. If you look in the Mishaburis of Katan Chavav, he writes, Berosh Ilanos, O Beroshe Hagagos Hagvohim. It could either be when the sun is on the top of the trees or when the sun is on the top of the high roofs. If it's a yom ha'mu'unin, if it's a cloudy day, v'hu adin kishiyesh lo morasho shaholeich betov. The same thing is true if a person has a clock that is working well. V'yodei al yidei zeh emasei uzman hashkia, and he knows through his clock what time shkia is. Yochol lismoch alav, then he can obviously rely on his clock. Now there is an interesting point over here. It's a little bit of a kasha on the mechaber, because we saw last time that according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Bein HaShmoshos, Plaga Mincha, rather, is an hour and a quarter before Tzeisak Ochavim. If that's the earliest time you're allowed to be Mekabel Shabbos, is an hour and a quarter before Tzeisak Ochavim, so how can you just light candles when the sun is going to be on top of the trees? It could be that will be even before Plaga Mincha. That's a little bit of a difficulty over here in the Mechaber. I brought this up to Rabbi Sorsha today, we discussed it a little bit, but it's a difficult point over here. Why are we estimating so early? It's possibly a time where you're not even allowed to be Mekabel Shabbos yet. Just throwing out a kasha. But let's go weiter in Siv Dalet. Achar Anias Baruchu, after one answers Baruchu, Afa Pisha Dayan Yomhu, even though it is still day, Ein ma'arvin ve'ein tomnin. You can no longer make an eruv, you can no longer do atmana, mishum dehu kiblei l'shabbos alei. Because at that point, by answering Baruch Hu, you're being mekabel Shabbos. Ulididon have amiras mizmor shir liyom ha'shabbos ka'anias Baruch Hu l'didhu. Nowadays, for us, when we say mizmor shir liyom ha'shabbos, which is before Baruch Hu, that is like when they said Baruch Hu in the olden days, that is when we are mekabel Shabbos, by saying mizmor shir liyom ha'shabbos. Says the Mishaburis of Katon Chavches, Anias Baruchu, Mishum Dehu Hascholas Tfilas Arvish Shal Shabbos. That is the beginning of the Mariv of Shabbos. Lekach HaKol Porshin Ozma Malacha. And therefore, that's a time when everyone stops doing Malacha, the Mekabel Shabbos, like we'll see more details shortly in Siman Reish Samach Gimel Siv Yud. Dehu Kemisha Kiba Olav Kedusha Shabbos Beferish. Once you answer Baruch Hu, that is as if you were Mekabel Shabbos explicitly. Va'osir Oz B'chol Hasyogim V'Hagederim Shegodru Chazal Shabbos. And then you are ready Osir in any Syog, in any Geder, any kind of boundaries that Chazal made for Shabbos. Kegon, for example, Lichnos LaMerchatz LaHaziyah Ba'alma, going into a bathhouse just to sweat, not to wash. V'kol Shekem B'Rechitza B'Chamin. Certainly to wash with hot water certainly would be aser. V'chia gavne b'chol ha-shvusim. And similarly, you're aser on every shvus. So once you answer Baruch Hu, everything is off limits. There is an interesting note over here, and that is note number 34, and that which the Mishabura gives as examples. The example was, you can't go into the merchatz just to sweat, and certainly not to wash with hot water. So if you look at note 34, he writes, Shemishum rechitza b'chamin gozru al hanichnas lahaziyah. Because of washing with hot water, Chazal were gozer that you can't go into the bathhouse just to sweat. K'mavur b'shulchan aruch l'kaman, like we'll see later on in Siman Shin Chavav, she'osr lirchotz b'chamin b'shabbos. It's osr to wash with hot water on Shabbos. V'afilu hukmu mi'erev Shabbos. Even if the water was heated up before Shabbos, you can't wash with hot water. U'betam hadovar kosav mishavur sham. And over there the mishavur explains the reason is, shehu gzeira shema yovo l'chamin mayim b'shabbos. You can't wash with water that was heated up before Shabbos because you might come to heat water up on Shabbos. Umachmas gzeira zu, and because of this gzeira, gazru shaloli kones lamerchas lazia. You also can't go into a bathhouse to sweat. Ukamavur b'mishavur sham shum mipnei ovre aveira shayun nechnasim lehisraches v'omrin mezian anachnu. People were playing shtick. They would go and they would wash, and they would say, "We're only going into sweat." So included in the gzeira of not washing, because you might heat up water, they also included that you can't go in just to sweat. And therefore, those are the examples brought over here. Once a person answers Baruch Hu, he can no longer go into the Merchatz to be Mezia, to sweat, and he also can't go, certainly, to do Rechitza B'chamen. But Hu Adin, every Issa D'Rabbanon already applies to him. Continues the Mishabura. Uboha Mechaber L'Hashmeinu, the Mechaber is coming to teach us. Da'afilu Osan Dvarim She'etiru B'Bein Hashmashos. Even the things that we learned earlier, that one is allowed to do Bein Hashmashos. Kegon Eruvei Chatzeros, for example, you're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeros. Va'atmona, you're allowed to do Atmona, in the Dover She'enu Mos of Hevel. Duhu B'Vadai L'Tzarech Shabbos, those two things are for sure a Shabbos need. V'hu adin kol shvush shehu l'tzarech mitzvah, and so to any other issa d'rabbanan as a tzarech mitzvah that normally you could do during Bein Hashmashos, afilu hachi aser kan. But once you will makabel Shabbos with Baruch Hu, they are aser. The atam, and the reason is the kevon the kiva olav Shabbos beferish. Once you will makabel Shabbos explicitly, and answering Baruch Hu is a kabbalah Shabbos explicitly, afshu zman harbe kodem Bein Hashmashos. Even though it's much earlier than Bein Hashmashos, chomur be Bein Hashmashos b'li kabbalah. It's more chomur a kabbalah earlier than Bein Hashmashos later without a kabbalah. Ulefize, according to this, lo yitzuyer ha'teira de bein hashmashos hanal le'inyanei ruvei chatzeros ve'atmana v'chiyagavna. According to what we're setting up over here, so all the heterim that we had of bein hashmashos, of erech chatzeros and atmana, or anything similar, rakim hu b'mokum she'en sham tzibur, they will only be allowed during bein hashmashos if there is no tzibur. The ilav hachi, because if there is a tzibur davening, bevadai rov ha'tzibur kiblu kfar Shabbos bein hashmashos. You have to assume if it's bein hashmashos, already the rov of the tzibur accepted Shabbos. V'hamiyut nimshachin achareim bal korchan, and as we're going to see later, the minority is drawn after the majority. Again, this is if there's one shul, there's one kehila. So once the kehila is makabel Shabbos, everyone else, all the individuals are locked into the Kabbalah Shabbos. Kemo shekasa b'simen reis amal gimel sif yud beis v'yud gimel ayin sham. So once we lay down over here that Yadav Marev, you say Baruch Hu, you have been Mekabel Shabbos 100%, everything that you normally allowed to do Bein HaShemashos is Aser, so now really you lost the Heter of Bein HaShemashos. Because once the Tzibur davens, everyone's drawn after the Tzibur, we have to assume they daven before Bein HaShemashos, and therefore you're not going to have this heter of all the things during Bein HaShemashos, because you already have a Kabbalah Shabbos from the Baruch Hu. The Ayin B'Bir Halacha B'Shem Harbi Achronim Shekasu. Look in the B'Bir Halacha where he brings down from many Achronim. The Davka Ayidei Baruch Hu Shehu Kabbalah Shabbos Shel Tzibur. This Chumrah, that's more Chumrah than Bein HaShemashos, that even before Bein HaShemashos you answered Baruch Hu and your Mekabel Shabbos, that's dafka if it was through Baruch Hu with the Tzibur. Aval im yochid kibel olav Shabbos mibod yom. But if just an individual was makabel Shabbos early, lo chomer be Bein HaShemashos, then it would not be more chomer than Bein HaShemashos. V'chein mashmim magen avrom siv koton zayin. So this chomer that we're saying that even earlier in the day is more chomer than Bein HaShemashos is when it's a kabbalah of the Tzibur by answering Baruch Hu. That's what is a minyan. But if you're makabel by yourself early, then you would have the leniencies of Bein HaShemashos, even though you were mekabel Shabbos explicitly. If you look over here at note number 38, he writes, Ubetam Adover Kosova Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva writes the reason why there's the chiluk between a yochid and the rabbim. He writes, B'shem the Dogel Mervava, Shekesha Yochid Mekabel Olav. When a yochid is mekabel Shabbos, Einu Mekabel Ela Tosefa Shabbos. He's really only accepting upon himself additional time for Shabbos, Tosefa Shabbos. The Einu Ela Mitzvah Saseh, and that's only together a Mitzvah Saseh. Therefore, he can be lenient on a shvus that's for a mitzvah, which is only an issa d'rabbanan. Ma she'enkein la'achar amiras baruchu, which is not the case when a person already answered baruchu. V'pashtus mekabel alatzmo as kedusha Shabbos mamish. There, where you with the tzibur and they're saying baruchu, you're mekabel 100% Shabbos. V'lochein dino k'Shabbos atzmo. That's not like the zman of Tosefa Shabbos. That's like real Shabbos, which is much more chomer. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Kotan Chavtes, We said in the Mechaber, after one answers Baruch Hu, even though it's still day, he's off limits to the normal heterum ben hashmashos. Shadayin yomhu, rotzalomer afilu huz man harbe kodem ben hashmashos. Even the time when he's answering Baruch Hu, if it's way before ben hashmashos, kolshu achar plag amincha. So long that it's after plag, which is the earliest time you can mekabel Shabbos, you're locked in to all the chumras of Shabbos, and therefore sifkot and lamed ein ma'irvin, you can't make an erev chatzeros afilu dvar mitzvah, even if it is in order to do a mitzvah. And then we said at the end of the Mechaber that l'didon have amiras mizmor shel yom haShabbos kanias baruch hu didhu. For us, mizmor shel yom haShabbos is a kabbalah Shabbos like it was baruch hu for them. Says the Mishabura the Mistama, kevan shemaskir Shabbos have ki kabbalah. Once you say mizmor shel yom haShabbos, you mention Shabbos, that's already like a kabbalah Shabbos. The Kosav HaMogen Avram, the Ata Nohogen Lomar Mizmor Shir. Now says the Mogen Avram, the minhag is that we say Mizmor Shir. V'afilu hachi osen kol ha-molochos ad baruchu. And we are knowing, says the Mogen Avram, to still do molocha after Mizmor Shir up until baruchu. V'hainu kishazmanu kodem ben hashmashos. Obviously, if it's before Shkia, it's before Ben HaShmashos. The Magen Avram says, our minog is that we say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos and we're still doing Melacha before Baruch Hu. Unlike the Mechaber says, Ve'atam, and the reason is, Mishum de Me'ikara Hachi Kiblu Alayu. This was the original Kabbalah. Ve'em Miskavnim Bazela Kabbalah. That was the original Kabbalah. When we say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, there not be Mekabel Shabbos until Baruch Hu, and therefore they are no way to do malacha. V'chol zeh bizman ha-Magen Avram. B'zot l'chavetz chayim. That's all true in the times of the Magen Avram. Aval b'mekomo seinu. But in our places, in our times, ha-minog kayom, the minog nowadays is, miyod she'omrim mizmor shir mikabel matzivor Shabbos alayu. Right? When you say mizmor shir, that is kabel Shabbos. You can no longer do malacha. V'osir b'chol ha-malachos afilu adayin hayom godol. Even if it's way before Shkia, once you say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, all malach is aser. V'kosa b'sefer derech chachma, dehu adin b'mikomo shenu hogin lomer l'chododi, u'mesaymin bo ichalo havi kabbalah Shabbos mamish. So the derech chachma writes that not only is Mizmor Shir kabbalah Shabbos, but even earlier, in a place like our places where we say l'chododi, once you say bo ichalo, that is already kabbalah Shabbos, and you can't do any malacha. Now there's an interesting note over here as well, note number 39, the Kabbalah Shabbos Shemekabel Aidea Miras Mizmor L'Chadodi. This Kabbalah Shabbos that the Mishavura is bringing down, that for us, that is Kabbalah Shabbos. Once you say L'Chadodi and you say Bo Echala at the end, it's now Shabbos. Rav Nissen Karelis explains, Shehi B'Siyom HaMizmor K'Shom in Bo Echala, like the Mishavura says, that's at the very end of the Mizmor when you say the words Bo Echala. But U'B'Mekomo Shemenachemim Es HaVeilem HaBoim L'Beis HaKnesses L'Achar HaMiras L'Chadodi Kodem Mizmor Shilyom HaShabbos. We know many places in the Siddurim it brings down, they say Amokam Minachem, Avelim walk in after L'Chadodi, before Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. So if that shul is knowing that they do Nicham Avelim at that point, so Rav Yashiv says, Shadover Mochiach She'enom Mekabel Mas HaShabbos Elo B'Amiras Mizmor Shir. So even though in general our minog is to be Mekabel Shabbos when we say L'Chadodi at the end, but if in that particular shul there Menachem Na'avelim after L'Chadodi before Mizmor Shir, says Rav Yashiv, that's a clear sign that there not be Mekabel Shabbos by Bo Echala, there only be Mekabel Shabbos and Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, and for them, on a regular Shabbos, even if there are no Avelim, it will not be considered Shabbos with Isser Melacha until you say Mizmor Shir. So the bottom line is, we have three times that could be a Kabbalah Shabbos in davening. The latest time is Baruch Hu, the earlier time is Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, and earlier than that is Bo Echala at the end of L'Chadodi. And it sounds like the Mishabura is coming out with Rav Yashiv's adjustment that L'Chadodi is Kabbalah Shabbos for us, unless it is a shul that has the custom to Menachem Avelim, then it would be Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, but one should not do Melacha all the way till Baruch Hu. He should certainly stop at that point. That concludes Siman Reish Samach Aleph. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin Siman Reish Samach Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.